the likes of you. Oh, we know who you are out there. We've already said that. We know who you are. Well, thank you, Anti-Flag, for giving us that ending out of the first segment and the intro into the second segment.
Just so relevant.
We're just talking about, you know, but we know who you are, Critical Race Theory. We know my neighbors out there. Your neighbor's upset about it. Everybody's neighbor is worried about Critical Race Theory, and nobody's neighbor knows what the heck it is. They just know it's frightening. And typically, if they do think they know, it will be repeated as it's been repeated on faux news constantly. This is a Marxist ideology. Okay. So again, you got to throw that word in there, because as soon as you say Marxist ideology, already that word, again, nobody even really understands truly
primer.
What nobody knows what even Marxism really is.
It's bad, though.
It's bad. They know it's bad. In fact, they're pretty sure and they're convinced it's communism. Okay, so Marxism means communism to those who hear Marxism, and so this is a communist piece of propaganda, or a movement of propaganda, to delegitimize the greatness of this nation and instill in white people shame, 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 to the point that they themselves may even give up their position of white power. And if not, the potential of this Marxist ideology is that, again, this has the potential to infect the minds of our youth, because that's what we're really worried about. It's not that there's this crazy theory. It's that, oh, my God, we heard that it's being taught down the road in third grade. And if Marxist overthrowing white people ideology is being taught in third grade down the road, I'm worried.
I want to know the crusty old geezers that sit around and really, you know, postulate about this stuff, about how can we preserve.
Well, but just think about it. I mean, this is the vision. I mean, because they hear this, and so it's like, truly, we are teaching third graders Marxism, and we're teaching them to hate America and possibly even reimagine a new America that doesn't center whiteness as the privileged position, in fact, may even overthrow whiteness as the privileged position. How in the world can third grade teachers be teaching that? Who allowed that? Why is it happening? 844-967-2789. We know you're out there. We know who you are, as our friends Justin Sane from Anti-Flag is pointing out. But, you know, yeah, that's the frightening part. So when you look at the Atlantic piece and you go in there, though, and we try to really dissect this and go back to the origins, and we look at Derek Bell, and we talked about what he was saying again. When we're talking about critical race theory, it's this idea that, and I, for other people, idea is probably not even strong enough of a word. It's a reality, as L.A. Tom was talking about, that we have a sordid history, America, of slavery, segregation, and discrimination. And slavery, segregation, and discrimination have, in fact, been embedded into the structures and systems, particularly the legal systems, which is where this came out of. This is in law school in Harvard where this came about, okay? This idea that our laws may have some racism embedded in them.
Three-fifths compromise?
Okay, well, yeah.
I rest my case.
Well, come on, don't be citing facts. And again, there's a guy, wasn't it the dude from Tennessee that told us that the Three-Fifths Compromise was actually an anti-slavery position and pro-black people.
I heard these guys are headlining the Olympics.
I mean, seriously, this was one of the state legislators.
The mental
gymnastics. I was like, You know, we're not going into January 6th with the other guys. They're like, you know, when they were taking the parade through the nation's capital. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so is it possible? And so we brought up the one example that we think about. How is housing in this country? How do we zone? When we zone, what is the history of zoning? Well, it's got a, let's use the word, a sordid history of tons of black and white evidence of redlining, which is purely intentional zoning laws that segregate people intentionally.
And intermingled with that is stuff like property appraisal rates, you know, but the difference between a white family and a black family is astronomical as far as just how much the appraiser is going to make, you know, make your house worth.
Yeah, see, my neighbor didn't hear that part. I mean, you know, because again, this is a Marxist ideology that is being taught in third grade to white kids to make them feel shame for being white, to give up their position, and in fact, maybe even enlist them in some form of overthrow and reimagining of America.
They know a thing or two about overthrow.
Oh, man. You know, and so that just can't happen. CRT, critical race theory, in our schools, no way. However, what I want to come back with after this, our next break, though, how much of this is really happening in your third grade classroom down the road?
Yeah, That's being told to us.
Right,
yeah.
Because is it this rampant thing that, you know, right now little white kids in third grade are running home and screaming, oh my God, critical race theory, mom and dad, we have to quit being white. Okay, how much critical race theory is actually being taught, and what is what something we really need to fear, which is truly what's going to happen here, is what they're trying to do is legalize censorship and the teaching of truth. More of that, Busted Pencils, fully leaded, when we get back.